Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G, here with Sarah Passamonte from Compeer Rochester. How are you today, Sarah?
I'm so good. It's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you. I'm excited that you're here, and we're going to talk about Compeer and your coming up Walk a Milestone event. So first, let's talk about Compeer and what you guys do in the community of Rochester.
Yeah, so Compeer is really a non-traditional mental health program. We do mentoring for children. We have a friendship program for adults with mental illness. We serve veterans and group activities. We have some home and community-based services for people with higher needs, but really it's positive socialization programming.
That's great.
And we rely mostly on volunteers to get this work done. So if you've heard of Compeer in the past, you probably hear in your head Compeer volunteer, because it's really mostly volunteers that make us work.
And what is the history behind Compeer? Like, when did it start? Why did it start?
Compeer was founded here in Rochester. So fun story, or not so fun story, depending on how you look at it. But back in the 70s, there was still a lot of people in institutions. So our then state hospital, Rochester Psychiatric Center, was really full of people.
Wow.
Some people who needed to be there and some people who probably didn't, but there was nowhere else really for them to go. And then at that same time around the 70s, we had deinstitutionalization, which meant that people who didn't need to be in a facility needed to go into the community. So while Compeer has roots in the hospital as a friendship program within that psychiatric hospital, when residents were exiting, Compeer followed and became a community-based program. And throughout the 80s, our founder, Bunny Skirbel, who's from Rochester, was given a dissemination grant from New York State to take that model throughout the state and then to Pennsylvania and then so on and so forth. So today, we have, about 50 affiliates, Compeer affiliates. Compeer Rochester is a standalone program, so that means we operate very independently, but we have ties to Compeers around the world. So mostly United States, one affiliate in Canada, and a cluster in Australia, and the newest one opened up in London in 2020.
That is super impressive.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing that it started in our city right here, but has just grown all across the world, really.
Yeah. And our founder story is significant, too, because she herself was in a pretty bad car accident when she was young, and she had small children. And when she was in the hospital, she had a lot of friends to help her. So, do you need help with your kids? Can I bring you a meal? And she took that concept of how important that friendship was to her during her physical healing and applied that to somebody with a lifelong mental health condition and saying, if these people don't have friends, what are they missing out on?
Definitely. That sounds like how the friendship program was started.
Yes.
Within Compeer.
Yep.
Which is very, very amazing. I mean, everyone could use a friend, and some people with mental health issues, it's harder for them to make connections like that, but it's still just as important.
Absolutely. And it can make a big difference. So especially if somebody is receiving whatever treatment in a more traditional sense, if that's what they need. So some people need medication. Some people need counseling. Some people need professional counseling. If we can supplement that with a Compeer friend or a mentor, the results are actually much better than just with therapy alone.
Wow. That is extremely impressive. Wow. So let's talk about the Walk a Milestone event. First off, why was this event created, and how long has it been happening?
This was pandemic born.
Wow.
So for the longest time. And so Compeer really has been in Rochester, going on 50 years in some fashion. We've always done two signature events: our sports luncheon, which features the famous athlete that would speak, to our mission, and a golf tournament. Well, 2020. Fun times. We did not have a sports luncheon or a golf tournament, but what we did do is we pivoted, as so many people did, and we very last minute put together a virtual walk the week of Thanksgiving. And we said, okay, everybody does a walk, everybody does this, everybody's, fundraising because the missions go on. How can we make this work to our advantage? So Rochester being the lovely, chilly city that it is around this time of year as we're getting into it, we said so many people retreat in the cold, and we don't want to go out for walks. I mean, I personally do not like walking. The walk over here from where I parked my car, I'm like, it's Rochester, it's coming. But we said, what better motivation than to have a good cause behind it? And if we can step outside of our comfort zone a little bit, it's not only good for you to get that fresh air and to move your body at a time when normally we retreat, but it's also benefiting Compeer. So while it came out of the pandemic, we said, hey, this really should happen. So it's now become an annual event. So this is number two.
Well, great. And yeah. I do think it's so cool. I was just talking about this with someone. It's so cool that you know, we did go through a very hard year with 2020 and we're still not out of it. But a lot of ideas and innovative, creative things came about from that. And that's what this walk is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think it just shows the flexibility that nonprofits have to have. It shows the flexibility that, you know, any mental health program has to have nowadays, because a lot of people are still not being able to access their clinicians as much as they may be used to. And I think that trend was happening over time for a long time before the pandemic, that you can't always count on seeing a therapist once a week or once a month, even if you're lucky, and there's waiting lists and all these things happening. So I think that the, you know, that really organic human connection piece that pretty much anyone with the will to befriend somebody can have and make that impact, it's a win-win.
I agree. Absolutely. So when does Walk a Milestone take place?
So it is the week of Thanksgiving again, and we consciously made that decision. Then once we had time to plan it, we said, all right, do we want to move it to the summer? We're like, nope. And people can still do indoor walks. You know, if you have a treadmill and you want to do it that way, we've made it that you can get really creative in your fitness regimen to still accomplish the same goal of you know, moving your body for Compeer. So I think that the timing, like I said, is good because we consume a lot. Certainly most of us do the week of Thanksgiving.
I know,
so
I do.
It is the week of Thanksgiving, and it's really that Monday through Sunday. So people have the opportunity to really pick. Do you want to walk a mile a day? Do you want to go really hard on Black Friday? And, you know, and you set your own goal. So we're not over here saying you have to walk 10 miles and raise this amount of money. It is really whatever you're comfortable with and what you think is realistic for that week. We have a kickoff event planned. So even though this is a mostly virtual fundraiser, we do have an in-person event planned the week before Thanksgiving. So that's Thursday, November 18th. And we wanted to offer this component for our teams, for we're calling our team captains mile mentors. And we're hoping that the mile mentors and at least some of their teammates will gather at the Blossom Road Pub. That's November 18th at 5:30 to, you know, if you get a t-shirt with amount of money that you raise, you can pick up your t-shirt. There'll be, you know, some refreshments, some raffles. And coinciding with the event is a silent auction that will be open to the public as well. We've collected a lot of sports memorabilia over the years when we have our sports luncheon.
Oh,
so
cool.
We have a lot of historical sports memorabilia and some fun stuff, restaurant, dining, gift certificates, wine, lots of things for everybody.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I like that you guys are kind of tying your specific events together.
Yeah.
It seems like.
Yeah.
So we kind of touched on the purpose of the Walk a Milestone event, but let's dive a little bit deeper into that. You know, you're raising money to help the community. It is a walk that, you know, people can choose to break up, do it all at once. And it is mostly virtual. But is there, you know, encouragement to meet up with other people involved with Compeer and walk together and just talk about, you know, that and the purpose and give me all you got?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are encouraging people to get together in a safe way. So if you have a team of friends or family that you're hanging out with anyways, we would love for people to make planned efforts to walk together to have that visibility and camaraderie. Compeer staff have a team, so we'll be coordinating at least part of our walk week together. The Compeer board of directors is doing the same thing. So there's a lot of flexibility in that. And that's also part of the purpose of that kickoff event, is so that people can come together if they want to. We have some outdoor space at Blossom Road too. So if people are feeling, you know, tight in there, we
definitely
can expand out a little bit. And I was also thinking about seasonal affective disorder and how,
yes,
it's, you know, for even for people who don't struggle with mental illness all year long, this time of year in this region of the country, it is just prime for that. So another piece of this is really just to, again, get outside of your comfort zone, embrace the cold as much as you can. Live in here. We live here. We choose to live here in most cases. So to just kind of break that up a little bit and give ourselves a breath of fresh air, literally, and a change of scenery.
That's great.
Yeah.
How can the community help with Walk a Milestone?
Yeah. So we obviously want people to sign up and have a team. So you can start a team. And again, we're calling our team captains mile mentors because so much of the work at Compeer is done through mentoring other people. So if you want to become a mile mentor, you're going to go to our website, compeerrochester.org. And right on our landing page is going to direct you right to our walk. So if you need to go a little bit deeper, compeerrochester.org/walk. But that will bring you to our platform that we're using, which is Mighty Cause. And we'll walk you through either creating a team or joining an existing team. And, you know, if you can't walk or you can't participate, spread the word. If you're thinking about getting involved a little bit deeper with Compeer, check out our website anyways, because we have so many volunteer opportunities.
Oh, great.
We have 85 children waiting for a one-to-one match, we call the mentor. So anyone who is interested in helping out a child through some hard times, all it takes is 4 hours a month to become a Compeer volunteer or Compeer mentor. On the adult side, we have an additional 100 adults waiting for a Compeer friend.
Wow.
And again, 4 hours a month, we have a pretty light onboarding process as far as, you know, it's done at your convenience. We bring you in. We can do some of the components virtually for sure as far as interviews and, you know, there's some background check components. But we welcome every prospective volunteer, anyone who has the willingness to help out and potentially, you know, just explore this opportunity. We welcome you. We encourage people who have lived experience with their own mental illness or other types of challenges in their history to apply to become a volunteer, because what better way to relate to somebody if you've been through it yourself? So check out, again, compeerrochester.org. You'll see all of our volunteer opportunities for the youth program, the adult program. If you're a veteran, come join us for some really fun activities that are all vets all the time. The program is veteran run. We go bowling. We have golf in the summer. We have golf simulators in the winter because, again, it's Rochester. All kinds of fun activities, paintball, you name it. Compeer Corps, our veteran program, does it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I think it's so important. You know, we touched on the youth program and the adult program, which both are super important. But I think sometimes people forget that children can go through these things, too. And it's so important that they have a nice mentor to help them through these things, because they're, you know, still learning. They don't quite understand what's going on all the time. Or sometimes they do. But it's nice to have that mentor to help them kind of walk them through this. And maybe someone has done that before or been through that before. And, you know, they can help with their shared experience.
Absolutely. And we just really value that lived experience. So if you're thinking, you know, am I the right fit? Come talk to us and we'll walk you through it. We have dedicated staff who actually bring volunteers through the whole process and stick with that volunteer until the end of their service. We have some Compeer matches that have been going on for over 30 years.
Oh my gosh.
The same two people.
Wow.
And that's part of the beauty, is that it's not a clinical program. It's not a time stamped service, is that if you have the right match with somebody, that becomes your friend.
Definitely.
I've been linked up with my Compeer friend who, you know, I just call her my friend now because that's what we are. We've been linked up for 11 years. And the kids that I mentored when I first got started with Compeer, because I've been there for almost 17 years, when I first got started and volunteered with children, these children are now in their 20s. One just had a baby last week and I got to meet her baby last night. And my adult match, she just moved into a brand new apartment. So you get to see people through really good times as well. It's not always about mental illness and what's sad and what's going wrong. But I think that's been the most rewarding part for me as a volunteer on the volunteer side of things, is just to have that experience watching somebody grow, a child grow, but also even an adult grow and succeed. And it's just a beautiful thing. Volunteerism is good for the volunteer. We never talk about that. You never want to talk about the benefits of being a volunteer, but there really are.
And definitely.
They're real. I mean, even some research that's come out in the last 5-10 years about longer lifespans reported for people who volunteer, and especially for people who volunteer in a social ongoing capacity. It's like it was made to support a mission like ours, because there it is. You know, you don't have to make this stuff up.
Definitely.
So I can tell you all my anecdotal stories that I've heard from working there for so long and volunteering, but some of it's just plain as day. There's good things happening all around.
There has to be something said for like the human connection that you receive within volunteering.
Yeah.
That's so important.
Yeah. And didn't we all experience this through the pandemic, whether it was the first part, the second part, the now part? It's like, you know, you have that initial shock and then you have that isolation that we all experience. And, you know, some people that we've had under Compeer for a long time have always experienced that. That was nothing new, to feel like they can't go to the store safely or have that anxiety around not knowing what's going to happen the next day.
Definitely. Other than, you know, what we talked about with the community, how else can they help? Can they sponsor your event? Can they just donate?
Absolutely. So we take donations on our website all the time, but we'd love to get some traffic through this Walk a Milestone campaign. And actually, I want to talk a little bit about what Walk a Milestone means, because
Definitely.
That was a name that we came up with based on a campaign that we launched right before the pandemic started called Mini Milestones. Because the work that we do through our volunteers and staff at Compeer is not always this huge overnight success story, because we know that recovery from mental illness is really up and down, and you don't always have that nice clear path of, you know, everything's fine, right? So we started trying to figure out what these things were that we were doing and what our participants were doing for themselves, and we called it mini milestones. So just a little something like, I got out of bed today. And we joke about that sometimes, but for some people, it's like, no, really, I got out of bed today. And that's a mini milestone, but it's a huge win.
Definitely.
So that's where Walk a Milestone came from.
It's like, I have chills. Like, I'm so impressed with this. I think this is going to be an amazing event. It is going to be the week of Thanksgiving. The kickoff event is going to be at Blossom Pub. Sarah, is there anything else you'd like to add about the event or Compere itself or just anything you'd like to add?
Just that, again, if you want to get involved in the walk, great. We'd love for you to become a mile mentor, start a team, join a team, donate to a team. If you're a business or an individual who's looking to sponsor the event, we are still accepting sponsors. We're still plenty of space on our website and our t-shirt design so far to put some sponsors. So currently we are being sponsored by Genesee Regional Bank. So we're excited about that, but we have a lot of room for sponsorship. So we have everything from, I think, a $500 level to a $2,000 level marathon sponsor.
Oh, great.
So we have some, that's all available on our website as well. So if you're looking to get your business name out there or for any other purpose, just give us a call at the office or visit the website. So the phone number there is 546-8280.
And what's the website one more time?
CompereRochester.org.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sarah. It was great to talk to you. I'm super excited for this event. This is Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G. That's Sarah Passamonte from Compere Rochester. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.